It's incredible. It's close to be back together. It's been a while since we've been here together. I think outside of the summer, it's the longest I've ever not had a shiur in the bias. We had shiur last week in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. We had shiur the week before in the Poconos. Week before that was the week I wasn't allowed to give shiur. It's been a while since we've been together here. Somewhat bittersweet. I was hoping that last week was the beginning of Shiurim in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, the Netzach Netzachim. Baruch Hashem, we have Torah, we have Erev Shabbos Kodesh together. Hopefully we'll give each other chizuk. First of all the Torah tonight is being sponsored by Rav Mordechai and Hadassah Bennett. First of all, a very big mazel tov to them. A few hours ago today, they made a bris milah for their son, Shlomo Alexander, Sender, Bizoiche, Kishem Shenichnas Bris, Ken Yikanes, L'Toyra, L'Chuppa, L'Masim Toivim, and only have continued Nachas and Simcha and Bracha from Shlomo Alexander, from all their beautiful children, the beautiful Mishpacha, Amish Mordechai, a very close Talmud, much more than Talmud Yidin Nafshi. Mr. Shem should only have simcha for him and his entire mishpacha. But also they're sponsoring Lula Nishmas, his grandfather, Rav Moy, whose yartzeit was recently, Rav Moshe ben Rav Naftali Yoel, whose neshama should have a big aliyah, should be a male Joshua for the beautiful mishpacha, as well as Hadassah's mother, whose yartzeit was this past week, Miriam Leah, Basar of Shlomo, whose neshama should have a big aliyah. Should be a mitzvah for entire mishpacha until we're zoicha that chesam esim will be dancing together with all of their mishpachas and with their new beautiful member of the family Shlomo Alexander b'simcha umbracha b'ez Hashem Yisbarach all the tefillah, all the chizik, all the zoiris, all the Torah should be a big schus for their neshamas.
Amen.
So just a few days ago, the schus to spend about an hour with Rabbi Amori the Shvil Pinchas. Each time I have this chus to be in Eretz Yisrael and be together with the Rebbe is life-altering, to say the least. It's mamish incredible. The chizik, the zoris, the eitzah, just spending time with the tzaddik. So I couldn't not tonight vada the Torah has to be from the Halakha Shvil Pinchas. We're going to go all the way back to Tavshinayim Beis. If whoever wants to see inside some of these Torahs, Chavre has Tavshinayim Beis. I don't know if the Chavre has Tavshinayim Beis, but it may be online. I don't know if they have all of them. I don't know how it works. Oh. You know, Chavre, I had this chus to be a few times over the last few days when I had this chus to be in Eretz Yisrael. The few times I had this chus to be in on the top of the Shuva Banim Yeshiva. I can't believe you questioned me on that. I was there on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. I was there Shabbos Kodesh. We're all chever there after davening Shabbos Kodesh. We davened from there. We learned from there. It was incredible. And I was staring at Harabayas. So incredible. I'm sure, I don't know if everyone's been there. If you haven't been there, I don't know why you're not jumping on a plane just to go there. Then you're missing out big time. You haven't been anywhere in your life. It's that simple. And I was staring at Harabayas. I'm doing some cheshbon nefesh. And I'm amish, and then I started thinking and imagining. Staring at that makom, the makom amigdosh. And thinking even way before the migdosh. To Yaakov Avinu. Sleeping in this makom. And I was envisioning that chaloyim, that dream, with the sulam, mutavarsu, v'resha b'shamayimah, the malachim, oilim b'yardim bo. I'm like, mamish, it's just so incredible. I'm like literally staring down in that makom. Literally, you feel like feet from that makom. What a schus. It was just an incredible moment. incredible moment in time. And that's what it is, first of all, just to be in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what we're doing here. You know, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can just live Yiddishkeit in a different way. To be able, you can't go anywhere here and stare at Har HaBayis. Okay, we're yearning for Beis HaMikdash, but at least that you have in Eretz Yisrael. On Matzei Shabbos Kodesh, to jump in a car after we had a Halakha Tish with the Chevra, and afterwards with a few of the Chevra, just jump in a car, let's go to Kever Rachel, to Davin. Then we'll go have Malav Malka, then we'll go to Kever Shmuel Navi. Like, you can't, okay, Baruch Hashem, we have the oil, so we have somewhere to go and feel, but like outside of that, and no disrespect to the Rebbe's at all, but meaning, Rachel Himenu, Shmuel Anavi, Har HaBayis, within minutes. It was this close. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning, Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. And after going to all these Mekoyimas, we were leaving Kever Shmuel. And the Chever I was with, I was leaving Sunday night. I was there one more day. They're trying to convince me we should drive right now to Tzfas. I mamish thought about it. But you could do that, you know. I was thinking, mamish, we could do it.
2 hours.
We could drive, and we'll drive. We could be by the Arizal's mikvah in 2 hours, and then daven neit by Reb Shimon, and then go back and go to Rabbi Kiva, Ramchal, and we could have done it all. Okay, I had different cheshbonos and different things I needed to take care of on Sunday, and that I couldn't on this particular trip. But I've done that before. I remember a few years ago, I was there for a chasanos in Eretz. And I was there for just a day and a half. So I got in at 5 o'clock for the chasana. Chasana ended with the mitzvah tants, maybe 2 or 3 in the morning. And I was with the chevra. And I was there just the next night. I was leaving. So the chevra said, let's go. We got in the car. And I was already exhausted. So one of the other guys took over and drove. And he drove, he had a car. Actually, it wasn't even my car at the time, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But I know I wasn't driving. I was in the passenger seat. And he drove. We went straight to the Arizal's mikvah. Went straight to Davin, Nate's Barab Shimon. And we came back. And then sat by the Kaisel and then left Eretz Yisrael. But like that. To experience Yiddishkeit. To live Yiddishkeit. To feel Yiddishkeit. And we all want to feel this. It's a different feeling. It's a different feeling when you're standing by Kosel Maravi, Lel Shabbos, by Kabbal Shabbos, by Rav Nachum's Minyan in the corner. You don't feel what you feel. You can't. It was worth going to Eretz Yisrael just to be able to daven with my son next to me in that Minyan Kabbal Shabbos. It's worth the whole trip. I would get on a plane just to go for that 1 hour. For that 1 hour, it lifts me up. Like nothing could lift me up here. Let's learn. We still have Torah, Baruch Hashem, here. Let's try to be mechazik ourselves what we can do here. As we're in Chutz La'aretz for whatever reason. Some of us, maybe we have cheshbono. Some of us just don't know what we're doing and aren't thinking enough. But let's learn Torah, Chavra. So you have Yaakov Avinu in this week's parashah. He's on that makom, on Har HaBayis. And he has his dream. And he says, he realizes this is like the holiest place in the world. And this is Shara Shamayim, Beis Elokim. The Pasuk says in Perichov Ches, Pasuk Yutas, Vayikra Shem HaMakom Hu Beis Kel. He calls it Beis Kel. However, the Pasuk continues, V'ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir L'Rishona. However, the first name for this place was Luz. So the Torah itself tells us not just that he calls it Beis El, but that it originally was Luz, and we have to understand the significance. Now Beis El makes sense, it's the house of God, right? That's Shara Shemayim, that makes sense to us. But there has to be some significance, that Yishlaim Era Kodesh, that this Makom was called Luz. This Makom was called Luz, and there's some of you already cheshbining on certain ideas that you know. But we have to understand the depth of that Luz. That Yerushalayim is called Luz. And then it continues, Yaakov makes a neder, and he says, that eventually he says, V'chol asher titen li aser asrenu lach. Hashem, everything you give me, this is in Pasuk Chav Beis, I'm going to give you ma'aser. But this is a kefal lashon, aser asrenu lach. Why the double language? It should say, V'chol asher titen li asrenu lach. But aser asrenu lach. Why the double language? So we've spoken here before, and it's well known, the Gemara in Yuma, and the Zohar tells us, that that Makom of Harabayis, where the Evan Shasiyah is not just a holy place because the Beit HaMikdash eventually was there, and not just a holy place because that's where Kedesh Yitzchak took place, but literally the whole world was created from that Makom. This is the center of the universe. The whole world was founded from that Makom, which is a beautiful thing. Helps us understand a little bit, maybe, that we can make this. This is also Ksat Harabayis. I mean, where we are right here came from Harabayis. Has Tam Harabayis, has a Nesham of Harabayis. The Ganz Welt has Kedushas Harabayis in a way. If you really understand that Zohar, understand the Gemara, which is beautiful, which is incredible. While we're here, even if we're not here for the right reasons, while we're here, we make this Harabayis for us. You have to make it Kodesh. That itself is chashuv, just to think about that, that everything comes from that makom. But if everything comes from that makom, everything that's born from that makom, everything's created from that makom, there's a deeper idea we can understand tonight. You know, there's a Bereishis Rabbah that some of you have heard about enough that you've seen it inside. It's in Bereishis Rabbah, Chavchez Gimel. It's talking about Allah Sudlava when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have Tchias HaMeisim. There's going to be a time, Bez Hashem's Baruch, should be Bekar B'Yameinu, that we're going to have Tchias HaMeisim. How much we should be yearning for Tchias HaMeisim. I just tonight was by the orthodontist with my daughter. Taking her to that appointment by the orthodontist. Orthodontist is a big tzaddik. Andrew Siklik, Dr. Andrew Siklik. He's Talmud Chacham, he's my Talmud's father. I grew up with him in the Young Israel in Cedarist. Incredible person, very special person. So I'm going there and I saw at the orthodontist Gilad Coulter, Olav Shalom's son, and his wife. Some chaver knows Gila Coulter, who sadly, unfortunately, recently passed away. It was a terrible tragedy in the community. It was amazing to see. You want to hear tzaddikim, real people. This is a big honor if you wouldn't want known. But chaver from the Tavaria for sure knows Uri Kari. Chaver is not from the Tavaria. Uri Kari is the executive director. I think that's his official title, but he basically runs the old city, you know? Uri Kari. Very special person. The past Sunday morning, I was davening Shachris in the Ramban Shul in the old city, and Uri was there. I was talking to him, and I noticed Uri was saying Kaddish. He said Kaddish at the end of davening. I said, Uri, what's going on? Uri, what's going on? What is, you know, I didn't hear that Uri... I would know if he lost somebody over the recently or whatever, you know. So what do you say in Kaddish? He says, you knew Gilad Coulter? I said, yeah. He says, Gilad, I knew that I didn't know if anybody would be saying Kaddish for him. So I took upon myself that I should say Kaddish every day for Gilad. He didn't ask, didn't anything. L'nei Shmas is so beautiful. It's a yid, it's a tzaddik. Just caring about another person, caring about another mishpacha. But I saw there his son and his wife, and my heart went out just seeing them. My heart went out with what they've been through. And I'm actually daven for Tchias HaMeisim. Daven for Tchias HaMeisim. Imagine what that time's going to be. Imagine what that time's going to be, Mashiach. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard. A lot of Mashiach is hard for us to imagine. It's hard to imagine and yearn for something we've never experienced, right? So we learn about it, and like my Rebbe likes to say, about, you know, really yearning for the nasal Levites running around barefoot and blood flying everywhere, shechting animals, like, you know, like my Rebbe likes to talk about this. It's hard to really imagine. Okay, so we could imagine a time of peace, a time of tranquility, a time of oneness with Hashem, a time when we feel close to Hashem. These are incredible things. But just think about Tchias HaMeisim, how incredible that will be for Mishpachas. Could there be a bigger simcha in the world than Tchias HaMeisim? Think about, I mean, I could go on and on for the rest of the night, naming families. We could imagine what Tchias HaMeisim, imagine Ari Fold, Zatzal's family. Imagine Ari Fold's children by Tchias HaMeisim. You know what that's going to be? Any simcha we've had in our lives, it's 1/1,000,000th of what that simcha is going to be, right? When you lose someone that you love more than anything in the world, and they're going to... I mean, you can't imagine. Bez Hashem is Baruch Shebekar B'Yameinu. That's going to be a simcha, mamish. And it's going to be. And hopefully Bekarov. That's what Tchis HaMeisim. But we have to understand, we can have Tchis HaMeisim now. That's what I'm talking about, Tchis HaMeisim. We can feel Tchis HaMeisim and Simcha of Tchis HaMeisim. We're going to get there. So where's the Medrash tells us where Tchis HaMeisim comes from. Meheichin HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this Adam Lasson level. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to recreate this person in the future? Where is Tchis HaMeisim going to come from? Listen to the Medrash. Amar lo miluz shel shidra. There's a certain bone in the spine called the luz. That's where, from that bone, the luz, is going to be the source of Tchias HaMeisim. The body is going to rebuild itself from that bone, the luz. Amar lo minayin ata yodea. Amar lo esisei li yadiv ana modelach. This is Rabbi Shua ben Chananya speaking. He says, bring me the bone, bring me one. I don't know where they got it. And I'll show you. I'm not sure if it was actually done or he was just talking rhetorically. I'm not sure, but it says, He tried to grind it with a mill and it didn't grind. It wouldn't grind. So strong, the strength. Threw it into a fire, it didn't burn up. Put it in water and it didn't disintegrate. Put it on the porter's block, started hitting it with a hammer. Nechlak asadin, the porter's block broke, v'nifka patish, and the hammer split, v'lo chaser klum, but the luz was not lacking anything. So we have the luz, and that luz in the body is the source of Tchias HaMeisim. That luz in the body is the source of Tchias HaMeisim. Comes the Rebbeinu Chaya and explains, you want to know why Yerushalayim Eir Kodesh was first called Luz? And you want to know the source of why it's so holy, and the source of why it's Beis Kel, and why it's Harabayis. Because just like there's a Luz in the body that's the source, the origin of Tchias HaMeisim one day, Bekar B'Yameinu, so too Yerushalayim is the Luz of the world. Yerushalayim is the luz of the world. The world also needs a makom where all creation stems from. Where all the world stems from. And when there's anything lacking, when anything disintegrates in the world, it's rebuilt from Yerushalayim. The Tchias HaMeisim of the world comes from Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh. That's why I saw that Shlomo Pinchas brought down, if he said it from a tzaddik, v'ulam, v'ulam, it says, ulam, ulam luz shemir, ulam luz shemir. However, luz is the name of the city, ulam. Ulam is Rashi Tevos, v'neman ata lachios mesim. V'neman ata lachios mesim, ulam alav vav lamimem is vav alav lamimem, v'neman ata lachios mesim. It's going to be a tchif a mesim. And that was the Kedusha, and that's what Yaakov experienced and understood, and he knew that that's what it means. Ultimately, Yaakov ino lo meis, because he connected to that luz, and he understood the power of Yerushalayim. He understood the power of Yerushalayim rebuilding, and the power of Yerushalayim being the luz of the world, creating tchias HaMeisim when there's anything that needs that chias. The chias comes from Yerushalayim. That's in man, first and foremost, which we have to understand. And that's what it means, by the way. If you look, the beginning of creation, by the creation of man, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, I'm sorry, first. The Pasuk says, Vayitzar, Hashem lekim es ha'adam, afer min ha'adamah. And the word Vayitzar, he created, there are two yuds. Vav yud yud sadi resh. Why there are two yuds? So Rashi tells us, Bezal Medrash Tanchuma, Shtei Yitzirus, Yitzira Lo Mazev, Yitzira Lo Tchias HaMeisim. Immediately, when man was created, it was created for this world and for a time of Tchias HaMeisim. Part of the equation. When we're here for now, we're here for eternity. That's already part and parcel of us.
that we're going to have a Tchias HaMesim. If Lo Aleinu, we pass away before Mashiach comes, there's going to be Tchias HaMesim.
You know, Zohar in Zohar Chadash, he asks, why is it throughout all of creation you only find Elokim? Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim V'Aretz, it's only Elokim, 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 all the way till the end. Over here, Eila told us Shemayim, after the creation of all of everything in the world, you find Eila told us Shemayim Baret, Biram Biyom Asos Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shemayim. You finally have Hashem's name only when it's all finished. So Zohar Chadash explains one answer. There's different ideas there, but one is that everything that was created is going to be destroyed. Certain fruits were created and they eventually disintegrated and were gone. They're not going to be lenetzach nitzachim, they're not going to be forever. There are trees that were there and were destroyed, right? There are fish that were created and died. Go through all the creation. Shem Hashem, Shem Havaya is a Shem Hayohoivaviyya. Til Malam in Azaz, man. It's the ultimate Kedusha and it represents something that's going to be Lenetzach Nitzachim forever and ever. So since everything that was created is only temporary, so it had to be by Elokim. You couldn't have Hashem's name, which is a name that's eternal, connected to those creations till when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, finishes, and Shemayim V'aretz in this pasuk in Perek Bey's pasuk Dalad, Eil to Shemayim. Shemayim V'aretz is our entity will be forever. So that's Hashem Elokim. That's Hashem Elokim. Question is, what about man? The pasuk we just read in Zayin V'Yitzar Hashem Elokim Es Adam. Man also is not eternal. Man also is going to perish. Is going to die. It's part of life is that you die. So how is it Hashem Elokim? Why is Hashem's name linked to man? If it can't be linked to animal life, to plant life, to all else, why is it linked to man? It's linked to man, as Rashi tells us, Vayitzar two yuds, because although man might perish, is already part and parcel of Tchias HaMesim. It doesn't perish very well. It is Lenetzach. We are Lenetzach because of that Tchias HaMesim. And that's why it's Hashem Elokim. It's both. The Elokim part is creating the man in Olam Hazeh. The Hashem is the Tchias HaMesim, and those are the two yuds. The two yuds are connected our life now and our life in the future. And there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. That's for us as in human beings. The Medrash Rabban Vayikra says so too is in the world, Chavra. Medrash Rabban Yerav Vayivoker Yom Echad. By here it says the Lashon of Enosh HaSimcha, the Lashon of Tzara. Because Kol Ma Shenivra B'Yomishon also live lost. The world's going to come to some level of evaporation. That's what the Medrash says. There are psukim like this in Tanakh as well. Aber what? B'Yom Asos El Hashem Elokim. There's going to be a Tchias HaMesim. Where's that Tchias HaMesim of the world going to come from? It's also going to come from the lose of the world, which is Yerushalayim. Where do you see this? So we all know the famous Medrash. This is incredible, ready? We all know this famous Medrash. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. In Nun Vav Yud. Avram first came and called Yerushalayim Yira. Shem came and called Yerushalayim Shalem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what am I going to do? If I call it Yira like Avram, it's not nice to Shem. He was a tzaddik, I'll make him feel bad. If I call it Shalem like Shem, it's not nice to Avram, feel bad. So what did he do? Yerushalayim. But he took the Aleph and Hay at the end of Yira, and he turned the Hay and the Aleph into Hay and Aleph is Gematria Vav. And he turned the hay and aleph and hay into a vav. It's Yerushalayim, and really it should be Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim with a yud, because Yerushalayim. And that's what Tosfos tells us. It should be Yerushalayim. Usually, in most places in Tanakh, that's how you'll find it as Yerushalayim. But in our davening, but in Gemara, but in other Chazals, it's Yerushalayim. Why do we put back that yud? So Megalamuko says the yud that we put back into Yerushalayim is the yud of Shem Havaya. This is what Megalamuko says. What's Pshat? Why do you want the yud of Shem Havaya? Why do you want the yud of Shem Havaya? Because as we said, yud Shem Havaya represents Netzach Nitzachim. Shem Havaya represents a world that will always be. Yerushalayim is the luz of the world. So Yerushalayim deserves to have that yud of Shem Havaya. So why? To teach me there's going to be a world in Netzach Nitzachim. and the world will exist forever. And even if there's a breakdown, and even if certain entities are destroyed, Yerushalayim will rebuild it. Yerushalayim will be metaken. Yerushalayim is our hope. The two yuds of Aser Asrenalach was that extra yud, is that yud of Shem Havaya. To be merames to the extra yud that this makom Aser teaches me Aser Asrenalach, because this is the luz of the world, to teach me that this is going to be eternity. And that's why it's called Ulam Luz. Because Yerushalayim is that makom that rebuilds. Chaver, what does that mean for us? This is all deep Torahs. And telling me that we understand that there's a luz in our body and there's a luz that's Yerushalayim. The first and foremost, you know, we were saying before Tchias HaMesim, and we do yearn for Tchias HaMesim. But what about the Tchias HaMesim that each and every one of us needs constantly? Tchias HaMesim is not just begashmi. Tchias HaMesim is baruchni. How many of us can say that we're learning the way we should be learning? We're davening the way we should be davening? We're treating people always the way we should be treating others? How often that we fall? How often do we find ourselves looking at things we shouldn't be looking at? How often do we find ourselves getting through our davening without the proper kavana? How often do we find ourselves lacking the feeling that Gosh is a lev, the Ribbono Shel Olam in my life, the Ribbono Shel Olam by my side? We need that chizik. Thus is also Tchias HaMesim. We have to believe in that. And we have to believe in the luz of the world, the luz of our life, that we can rebuild. That we can rebuild. And Yerushalayim is that luz. Chaver, let's be real, be honest. We go back to Yerushalayim, we have our chias back. It could be for the last few months, I've hardly felt anything. I can't feel my davening, I can't feel my learning, and I'm lacking. I sit by the kaisel, one tefillah, I'm already a different person. So, Mamash, I get my life back. Akush Baruch Hu, you gave me my life back. Tchias HaMesim. And Mamash can feel a spiritual Tchias HaMesim. You feel it in Eretz Yisrael. We feel it in Eretz Yisrael. We feel it in Yerushalayim. You know, Chevra knows, maybe not all the Chevra, but most of the Chevra, who we've been together and close for years, that a few years ago, I don't even remember how long ago this. I don't keep track of the cheshbonos of how long. But a few years ago, right after Purim, I went through a difficult tekufa. I'm even yavin. I went through a difficult tekufa because there's olam deshikra. We live in olam deshikra, and honestly, I'll be honest. It was for sure for about a week or two. The hardest week or two of my life. Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu has blessed me with an incredible life. I'm so thankful every moment of my life for the incredible life that Hashem has given me. The most incredible wife and the most incredible children, the most incredible talmid, the most incredible every moment of my life. I'm besimcha rabba, you know. It's incredible. I'm so lucky. I don't know. I'm the luckiest person in the world. I was sitting with somebody yesterday. And this individual was crying to me that she's not happy and she's not besimcha. And she says, I don't think anybody's besimcha. I look at her, listen. You can tell. I want to tell you something. I said to her, listen to me. I'm not going to talk for anybody else. First of all, I disagree. I know a lot of very happy people. I do agree there are a lot of unhappy people. But I'm going to tell you something. You say to me, nobody's happy. I'm going to tell you one thing. You could tell me I don't know any Torah. You could tell me I don't daven well. You could tell me that I could work on my midos much more. So call me all those things. I'm a kabbal. You're right. You can tell me I'm not happy. You got to leave. One thing, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. But those from my life, if I could look back in the past, for sure, I don't know. High school, I tried to put to the side. I don't really remember those years so much. Or I try not to remember those years so much. Now, they were awesome years. I had a lot of fun. But I'm saying, Hamevin Yavin, you don't want to really think about those years so much. But Lamaisa, definitely post high school, like, it's been Simcha Rabbah. Those 2 weeks, week and a half, 2 weeks, I don't remember exactly how long it was, were like, mamish, the hardest weeks of my life. It was really hard. It was really hard going through a time when people that I trusted and I thought highly of felt completely betrayed by, and whatever, Maven Yavin, it was a very difficult time. Mamish living through sheker after sheker, like a, oh, such sheker. It's hard to face sheker and deal with like such sheker. When you're just trying to be MS, it's all trying to do in this world, be MS. Okay. So what do? So Baruch Hashem, I have a very close friend, Tzadik Sodol, I'm not going to mention who, but he came over to me. He says, okay, if this is what's going to be, and these people are going to treat you in this way, and it's going to be, forget it, you don't need this. I'm buying you a ticket, you're going to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow, go to Eretz Yisrael for 10 days, then Pesach's coming, you got to come back to be with your family, but go to Eretz Yisrael for 10 days, you go, you be here. He shows up the next day, puts a ticket in my pocket, and I went there to Kachavi. I went there to Yisrael. Got on a plane. And it was amazing. It was in Eretz Yisrael. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I got to Eretz Yisrael. And there was nobody there. When I mean, there were people in Eretz Yisrael. I said, my Talmidim were all gone. They all went to Poland. They all went to very few. So I'm Amish, like, I love being Eretz Yisrael, my Talmidim. But it was like a time when I got to really just be Eretz Yisrael dick. And all that, it was the one time I remember in the past 20 years, I didn't rent a car. I didn't anything. I said, I'm just sitting in the old city, and I'm just sitting by Kaisel. I'm sitting on Shuvu Banim, learning and davening all day, and some Cheshbon Nefesh is by this. Zeu. And for literally 10 days, it was the most incredible days of my life. I'm a different person now still because of those 10 days. Amamish. I'm a different person now still. It gave me Chiyas in a way like I haven't had. It gave me, that first day already, I was fine. For 2 weeks, I suffered like crazy and was so bothered. I go back, I go to Eretz Yisrael, I sit by Kozum Aravi, Chis, Simcha. All is finished. Like all, wiped away. Moments. People, if the psychiatrists are giving all the anxiety medication, this understood that they have to write a script, Yerushalayim. That's what the script, just give it, Yerushalayim. That's what the script should be. Go to Yerushalayim. I understand, don't get to, some people take that to like say face value. They don't know me and say, oh, see, Rabbi Cohen says there's no psychiatrist. Okay, of course people need medication, I'm not saying that, but and it's important. But you understand what I'm saying, Chevra. You understand what I'm saying? Yerushalayim, the scripture of Yerushalayim. It gives you back your chias. It gave me back my chias. Such incredible days. That's the luz of the world. That's the luz of Tchitz Meizim. We have to believe. If we fall, we don't feel what I should be feeling, and we're not into the learning the way we're learning, and the way that I should be davening. Doesn't mean the Altis Yayish. You have a luz inside you, and we have a Makum that's a luz. It's Shulayim Erkoidish. So get on a plane and go. Go get some chizik. It's expensive. Expensive. I'm walking around in Ferragamo shoes and a Gucci belt and Ichvesnish driving my Lexus, which is 2 years old. I need a new Lexus. I don't know. It's expensive to get on a plane to go to Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh. You make it, first of all, expensive. If there's Ratzon, you get. You make it work. You get there. If you have a Ratzon, you get there. And you'll have Chiyas. And you'll carry it with you. Because that's the luz of the world. That was the ulam luz. Vata. What did I say? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. V'nema atalach yos meisim. V'nema atalach yos meisim. Ulam. That's the luz of the world. And that's, we can get in touch with our luz within ourselves. We will have that luz. Okay. But what if MS? What if MS? You can't get to Yerushalayim. Sometimes it's an excuse. But I'm a can't get there. How else can I gain this luz and be in touch with my luz? Because we all have. Remember, the luz is Yerushalayim,
But the luz, we read the Medrash, the luz is within ourselves as well. And that luz is not just for Gashmi Tchias Meisim, it's for Ruchmi Tchias Meisim. How can I get in touch with the luz of my life? And be mechazik my ruchnias, and be alive again. We all can, it doesn't matter how far we fall. Sheva yipal tzadik become. We all can. In fact, by the way, the Zohar calls that makam, the makam of Luz, the makam of Beis Kel, he calls it Besuel. I'm sorry, Besuel. Beis Kel, Besuel, Milasha Besula. Besuel means it's a Besula. Meaning from that makam, I could be a Besula again. I could be a Besula as if I never messed up, if I've never fallen. So how else? How else? Those of us who, if you don't have that time to go, you don't have the ability to go at this point, you don't have the money to go at this point, you claim, whatever it might be, whatever the reason might be, you can't go to Shalayim to connect to that Luz. How could I connect to the Luz here in Chotorets? Because we can as well. The Hail Gemar V'Shamesh. He's the one where I found this earliest. A lot of people say this is from the Kaf HaChaim. You'll see this quoted from the Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim lived, he was born 50 years after the Mor V'Shemesh was Nifter. The Mor V'Shemesh was 1750 to the early 1820. Kaf HaChaim was born in 1870-ish. The Mor V'Shemesh was claimed to be Kalman Epstein, whose sister, the sister of Mor V'Shemesh, is my wife's alter bubby. Maybe two more generations, something like that, you know? No, not so many more, something like that. His sister was a burger. His sister was a burger. Maybe I'm related to Shemata, I don't know. But well, I was ashamed it would be. His sister was a burger, and my wife's bubby, her father's mother, is a burger. It's come straight from the Mor V'Shemesh's sister. So my children come straight from the Mor V'Shemesh's sister. Baruch Hashem. So Mor V'Shemesh says, that this luz that's within each and every one of us, not just the luz of Yerushalayim, the luz that's within each and every one of us that will be bring about Tchias HaMeisim, where does it gain its nourishment from? That luz, he says, got no hanah from Eitz Hadas, and it's pure and it's kadosh, but how is it nourished? It's nourished, listen to this, from Sudas Malava Malka. It's Sudas Malava Malka. And if Mor V'Shemesh, we didn't bring it? Okay, it's fine. I thought we brought the... trust me, I'll tell you where the Makar, I know it. If you don't, for whatever reason, you question, and nobody at our table would ever question from the Heilige Sifrei Chassidus and Talmidei Baal Shem, but those who cheshbin, if these ideas, where do they come from? Where do we know this from? The Chavetz Chaim, right? Everybody trusts the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, the Shabrura in Simin Shin, Sivkotan Beis. Simin Shin, Sivkotan Beis says, if I'm not mistaken, his Lashon is Mikadmainim. The Kadmainim is the Mor V'Shemesh. The Kadmainim is Mor V'Shemesh. And he says exactly the same way. Just like you have to be malav the Rabbeinu Shalmin Shabbos Kodesh into the week and say Kiddush, you have to be malav it out of the week by malav malka, and that Sudas malav malka, he says, you read it inside, this is the Chavetz Chaim, says, will nourish that bone which will be the bone that brings about Tchias HaMeisim, the Luz. The Hail Gemar B'Shemesh. I saw from Rishonner, near in Kaddishin, he says, Sulam, Samach Lamed Mem, is Rashi Teva, Sudas Levayas Malka. Sudas Levayas Malka. That Mokum was Luz. That Mokum was Yerushalayim, which rebuilds Beruchni and Begashmi. Our Sudas Mav Malka gives nourishment to our Luz. Even though Sudas Malka is Mutzav Artza, A lot of the Welt is not Machshav Sudas Moav Malka. Sudas Moav Malka is that Sudas thrown to the side. It's not Choshev. Shabbos Kodesh, Vaden, that's beautiful. Moav Malka. So now in the winter, at least I get hungry, I gotta eat something. In the summer, might not even happen. In the summer, might not even happen. Yet Sudas Moav Malka is the Sulam that Roisha B'Shamayimah, that reconnects us. It gives nourishment to our luz. It can't be mutzav arza. Why is that? B'derech avoida, we have to understand. Why is it, specifically, it sounds very strange. Shkoyach, I mean, these are nice ideas, and we trust. Here we trust, no matter what, with our lives, more v'shemesh. We have to trust. We trust tzaddikim. We trust, you know, I was dealing today with a certain situation with a shidduch, and it wasn't so pashit. And one of the individuals in the shidduch has certain inyanim in the mishpacha, and whatever it was, and there was cheshbonos whether the shidduch should go or not go, and they weren't sure what to do. And a parent asked me, "What would you do? What would you do if it was your own child?" It's a hard question. It's a hard question because I don't have any children yet in shidduchim, so I haven't really put myself in that world yet to really live that, although I try to treat my Talmidim like my children. So, but I said, I don't want to, MS is, I'm not, I don't want to say for sure. So my first thing is, I'd like to say and believe that I'd for sure say that it'd be okay. But I hear you, I don't want to make that decision for you. She says, what would you do if you had such a situation? So I say, I'd like to believe, again, I'd like to believe that I'd say yes. But what I would probably do first before I'd say yes is I'd call a big tzaddik that I would trust. And get a das Torah. So she said, who would you call? I said, with a situation like this, probably I'd try to get to Rabbi David B'Chazer. He's who I trust with my life. If he told me anything, I'd do it. He said, I only have a fifth kid because of Rabbi David. If it wasn't Rabbi David, I'd only have four children. I have five children because of Rabbi David. That's the truth. Chevron, that's all another story. Chevron doesn't know the stories. No, because Baruch Hashem, Kanayin Aro, we have five beautiful children. I'm not going to get into all the details now because we'll go on too late. Maybe if Chevron wants to stay after, I can tell you incredible stories if you haven't heard about my other children. But from Shmuel, Yaakov, and Neshama Eliana, there were Baruch Hashem in childbirth, no issues, b'chlal. And then Eliora, our third child, was born, and we don't even know where and understand where, but when she was born, immediately the nurses saw that she was very, her coloring wasn't right, and basically found out she had this disease where it was killing all her red blood cells and needed, one day old, a full blood exchange transfusion. Basically, that means they pumped all the blood out of her body and gave her all new blood, which is on a one day old. It was very scary and crazy. And Baruch Hashem, with Siyata Shemaya and a lot of tefillos went well, and there's no lasting ramifications, consequences, nothing. Baruch Hashem. But then we knew this was, for that point on, which doesn't make much sense, it was never explained to us well, but somehow there's an incompatibility between mine and my wife in our blood, and every child after that would be more intense and start in utero. And basically, for our fourth child, for Nesya, there's lots of Nisim stories. I'm not going to get into all the stories now, but my wife had to have like 8 blood transfusions in pregnancy. And that's like taking a needle like this size through the abdomen. No medication, nothing to, you know, to numb her or anything, just straight in. And pump blood in throughout the pregnancy, and then after, it's crazy stuff. But then after the fourth child, the doctor said, okay, that's it. You can't have any more children. Because each time the nature of this, it gets more and more intense, and you're going to need it. It's going to be impossible. We're not going to be able to save the baby, or the baby's going to get very sick. You're going to end up with lots of issues. But of course, we wanted more children. I mean, and the doctor, these are not one very sweet, wonderful doctor, but not Jewish, thinks, so we already have four children. What's even the Shaila? That's like two more than any of them. So, like, you should be b'simcha rabba, but you have four beautiful, healthy children. What are you even thinking? So we go to the doctor, no, we want more children. What can we do? Like, nothing more you could do. This is like a very rare ailment. No one's doing research on it. Okay, so then like every few months, my wife would call back, okay, anything new? And she's like, no, there's nothing new. And like, so then I said, okay, forget the doctor for a moment. Let me go to Rabbi David. So I went to Rabbi David. I explained him the whole issue. And Rabbi David said, okay, you have to come back. He wouldn't tell me yes. He says, come back in a few months.
A few months later, I wasn't in Eretz Yisrael that time, but I wanted an answer. So I called that time Rav Chanan Bino, and he was going to Rabbi David within a few days. He went and asked, and Rabbi David told him, tell him he has to come back in a few months again. Okay? Then a few months later comes, and again I wasn't in Eretz Yisrael that time. So I called Paul Packer, and a very special guy, my Talmidim's father. And I call Paul this time. This was very interesting. I call Paul and I hear his phone ringing with an Israel ring. I didn't even know he's in Eretz Yisrael. He's in Eretz Yisrael, Lapach Hashem. And Paul picks up and I asked him, is it possible? I need to ask Rabbi David something, maybe good. He says, why didn't you call me earlier? I was just by him a couple of hours ago. He says, I'm supposed to know when you're going to, I know your schedule, when you're going to Rabbi David and where you are. He says, all right, I'm going to be with his son later today. I'll take care and ask. And Paul asked him, Rabbi David at that time said, okay, now you could go and you could have the child and it'll be good. And Kachave, we went and I said, if Rabbi David says, my wife is comfortable and that's it, and Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful real lesson tzvi. I mean, my wife had to go through a lot through it and tremendous mesiras nefesh, but we have a beautiful child. I remember then I asked Paul, I said, can you ask Rabbi David? You know, we had our son Shmuel, then we had three daughters. My wife and myself, we were like really wanting another son. So I said, if we're going to have and go through all this, you know, can you ask him that it could be a boy? So it's true, I'll just tell you, Rabbi David just laughed. He wouldn't give a bracha, but I think he did. I think he laughed and meant, yeah, for sure, no problem. You know? Yeah. Anyway, so today, why was? So I would have loved to. You said this. You don't. You know. Of course, you know. That's what we wanted to name him Yitzchak. Because you knew. No, my wife would have done anything in the world to call him Yitzchak. Yitzchak was my wife Zadie. It was a Holocaust survivor, Kaddish Tikiyot, who we loved more than anything in the world. We wanted desperately to name Yitzchak. By the time my grandfather was still alive, it was Yitzchak. And so we couldn't name Yitzchak. But that's what we wanted. We couldn't. We couldn't for a lot of reasons. We couldn't. And Rav Nassim Tzvi was... So then we... Yeah, but anyways... I don't know what we're talking about, but I'll tell you, Chevra. So we have to trust... In Tzadikim, the Shidduch. That's what I'm telling you. I trust Rabbi David with anything in the world. So this Shidduch. So I tried to get to Rabbi David through a few people. Nobody was able to get to Rabbi David immediately. They said everyone I called who I was trying to get would take a little bit of time, and this Shidduch needed. So I had someone instead. Baruch Hashem, someone very close with Shlomo Amar, and after Rabbi David, that's who I trust next most, and. He went to Shlomo Amar, I gave him the names and told him, Shlomo Amar said, for sure they should go ahead, and for sure it'll be good. He'll say, Yechatan Bekala. I didn't tell that to the guy and the people, but that's what he said. So we'll see, but I'll keep you posted, guys. But Lemaisa, it's going through. It's going through. Lemaisa, anyways, Chevra, we have to believe in the Koyach of Kedusha, the Koyach of Tzadikim, and connect in a deep way. And that's the koyach of Yushalayim, the koyach of the Eilik Tzadikim. But I'll tell you something else. So getting back just to get back to understand, why is it Sudas Malava Malka? Why is it Sudas Malava Malka that gives koyach to the Luz? Why is it Sudas Malava Malka that gives koyach to Luz and gives us our Tchias HaMeisim back? And gives us a ruchnius back then, because it's also ruchnius to Tchias HaMeisim. I'll tell you what I believe. And I just went through this. You know, I just had this list to be for 4 days in Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh. 4 days in Eretz Yisrael. In 4 days, I had this list, as I said, to sit with Shul Pinchas for an hour, and to daven Mincha with Rav Itchemeyer, and then have... Supposed to get brachos and eitzes from Itchemeyer, and daven Bekeve Rachel, and daven Bekeve Shmuel Navi, and stood on top of Shubanim by Harabayas davening and Lel Shabbos Suda, of course, by Vyol Rakovsky, Mamish Main Olam Haba, and Kabbal Shabbos at the Kaisel in the corner by Rav Nachum. Then spent Sunday with my son. We went to Mamish. It was incredible to get to Ein Gedi and to the Dead Sea. It was 80 degrees and Mamish Niflois Habayre. You know, Reb Shlomo Geisen, he has the song Niflois Habayre on the new album. It was Mamish Niflois Habayre. He's standing by Dead Sea looking around. It's Mamish the Eibishter. It's like unbelievable. Laying in these hot springs, 100 degrees. No, it was just Me'ein Olam Haba. Me'ein Olam Haba. And then I have to get on a plane. And then I have to come back to Chutz La'aretz. Come back to the five towns, to New York. And it's depressing. The emes is, it's depressing. But the void of our lives is to be able to carry the chizik of our lives and not just live them in the moment, but to carry them with us. And true chiyas, true life, is not just in the moment of inspiration I'm alive, but I'm carrying the inspiration with me wherever I go. And it changes who I am. And I have not just the luz of Yishalayim, but the luz of Yishalayim enlightened the luz within my own shedra. And I could carry it with me, I could be a Yishalayim dekiyid even here. That's my avoida. That's my avoida, and that's the avoida of every single yid. And we all can be. And that's what Malav HaMalk is. That's what Sudas Malav HaMalk is. Sudas Malav HaMalk is, I went through Shabbos Kodesh. I experienced Shabbos Kodesh. I was reunited with the Eibishter at Tchis HaMesim. My luz was alive. It's the Yerushalayim of time. Shabbos is the Yerushalayim of time. It's the Kedusha of time. So my luz again is reignited. So this Malav HaMalk say, I'm bringing that into the week. I'm carrying it into the week. I'm a different person. I carry the chizik with me. We get together every Thursday night to learn Torah, to milchazik each other. And hopefully we feel something during this time. Our gosh is alev. But if I only feel it now, and then tomorrow, the next day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm that same person, then I'll get a Thursday night again. Then I didn't have Sudas Malav HaMalk. I didn't carry it with me. I didn't go up that sulam, Sudas Levias Malka, the sulam, Peroisha B'Shamayim. I'm still Mutzavarza. I'm still Mutzavarza. I saw the ladder, but I didn't go up it. It's the void of our lives. To carry the chizik with us. That's Sudas Malav Malka. Then my luz is on fire, is alive, and I've tchias amesim beruchni. You know, all the chevre knows the story, I believe, but I was thinking about it again because I think that's everything we're talking about tonight. And you'll see why it connects. We have to talk a little bit, at least a drop, a tip of a yam of Chanukah. In the time I feel that contrast of Kedusha L'chol more than any time in my life is the yearly, when I have the zchus, the yearly to be in Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh, on the not just the holiest place in the world, on the holiest day of the year, on Yom Kippur, to sit by Kosel Maravi, Ol El Yom Kippur. And a few years ago, so I already started a minog that Lel Mata Yom Kippur, after davening, where usually I leave that night if it's not on Shabbos so that I could stay Sunday, but most years if it's not, I leave that night. So I go straight from Meiriv to Kosel Maravi, to have a few tefillos of goodbye, to say Kiddush Levana from the Kaisel. And a few years ago, I'm there, Matzah Yom Kippur. As Yom Kippur has ended, most people are already gone, going back to eat, and I'm davening a little bit and saying goodbye to the Kaisel and saying Kiddush Levana. And I look down, and I see on the floor, Mamish right by my feet, right by one of the tables underneath, a green dreidel. A dreidel. This wooden dreidel. I couldn't believe my eyes. A dreidel is like one of those things you only see Chanukah time. Nobody does dreidels outside of Chanukah. Okay, there are a few individuals that have dreidel collections. This is my shvigar, my mother-in-law, she has a dreidel collection. So she likes dreidels. Kasha na maisa. I won't go further. But la maisa, some people, okay, outside of those people, nobody has dreidels during the year. And what's a dreidel doing by Kosel Maravi Matziyom Kippur? I mamish, it's till this day, I believe 100%, the Eibishter put this dreidel there for me. Who would bring a dreidel to Kosel Maravi? What, the kid played dreidel on Yom Kippur? I mean, really? What's going on? What's pshat? And then I pick up the dreidel, and I see it's not just is it a dreidel, to chutz laretz dik a dreidel. I'm in Yerushalayim Er Kodesh, it should be Neis Gadol Yerpo. It should be Nun Gimel He Pei. No, it's Nun Gimel Hashem. Now it's even a little more strange. And I'm Mamet Shabchejmi, what is it? I took the dreidel, I said, this is definitely, the Eibishter gave this for me. There's no way anyone else is coming back. Have the dreidel. We'll come out Chanukah time. And I thought to myself, what's the Rebbe telling me? Here I was, Matzei Yom Kippur. And that moment, Matzei Yom Kippur, as I'm leaving Kosel Maravi, is one of the hardest moments of my entire year. To go from that Mamish Mare Kohen staring at Har HaBayis to knowing that I'm leaving the old city to get on a plane to come back to Chutz Laretz, it's Mamish, the biggest Matzei Shabbos of the year. That biggest moment. The Eibishter is giving me a dreidel. What's a dreidel? A dreidel is a yontiv of Chanukah. And the yontiv of Chanukah is a yontiv that in the darkest of times, in the darkest of hours, in the longest of nights, the aura is going to brighten up the world. And it could be in Yerushalayim, it could be in Eretz Yisrael, it could be in Woodmere, it could be in Cedars and Lawrence. We have that same aura, that Kiner Mitzvah Torah, the aura of Torah, the aura of Ruchnius, the aura of Chizik, the aura of Dveikus Lashem. And what the Eibishter was telling me, remember the dreidel in Chutz Laretz. Remember the dreidel, the Chanukah Menorah. Remember that the aura of Torah could brighten your life, it doesn't matter where you are. And take this with you. And be mechazik yourselves. And take all the chizik of Yom Kippur and Yerushalayim Er Kodesh with you to have the deepest chis amesim. And chavre each and every one of us. Halvai, it's true, Yerushalayim is that luz. And we know it. When we go to Yerushalayim, it's a chis. We're alive again. But don't think you need to be there for the chiyas. Halavai, we should go there as often as we can and gain that chiyas. But if we have to be here, and just because we fall a little atis yayish, we have that luz within ourselves, and every Shabbos Kodesh we have a chiyas, and every time I open up a Gemara I have a chiyas, and every time I daven a mincha I have a chiyas. But you have to pull that and make that into Malav Malka. You have to pull that into the times away from it as well. You take that and that should be your sulam. Roisha b'shamayim, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we should be zoicha to live a life of tchis ameisim. A life of tchis ameisim, meaning we're always alive beruchni, alive in our dveikus l'Hashem, until we're zoicha to the ultimate tchis ameisim with Bez Mashiach, b'mher v'meinu, b'karav mamash.